Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Sid McAwesome here with Down Under the Ring, and we're here with a pro wrestling legend, a man that I've been watching.
That's a nice way of saying I'm really old when you say legend, well, right? He's so damn old!
Well, dude, I was just about to say, I've been a massive fan of yours since WCW.
Okay. That's back when I had long hair and a bright future, but yeah, thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And look, same.
Well, but I used to look like Jason Momoa, and now I look like Shrek, so all you long-haired, good-looking guys out there, this is your future. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, the other thing is my son, who he's now 21.
Right.
We were having a talk literally just yesterday, and you were one of the people that he was excited to see when I took him to his first pro wrestling show, which was, I believe, 2012.
Okay.
In Auckland, New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, who did I fight in Auckland? Was it Kurt or Brock?
No, it wasn't that tour.
Wasn't that tour?
No. It was one of the...
Oh, was it Usos?
It may have been the Usos, actually.
Maybe 2-on-1 handicap, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I had a lot of fun with those guys. Those were great. Jimmy and Jay, I never had a hard night with those two.
Yeah.
They took care of me like Grandpa Us. They took care of me.
So you've had an amazing, amazing career.
Thank you.
And... What's it like you've been through three companies, now on a company that's on the forefront of being, you know, the biggest challenger ever since WCW.
Right.
How's the experience been moving over to this company?
It's exciting. It's exciting because there's a lot going on. There's a lot of, where I left was an incredible machine to work for, it's an incredible company, incredible talented people that knew all the little ins and out idiosyncrasies so well, easy for me to say. It was a big, well-oiled machine that understood what it did. And then to come to AEW and get this incredible opportunity, for me, it's nostalgic in the way that it's building something new. It's not a formulated gargantuan entity. There's a lot of authenticity that comes out of this company that I really appreciate. At this stage of the game, for me, I love that excitement. I love that hustle. I love the drive in the younger talent's eyes. I love the mistakes that are made because it's all part of the learning process. You know, these kids are, and these guys and gals are cutting promos, and some of them are good and some of them are bad, but they're learning and they're defining their own authenticity and their own brand. And for me, that's exciting. I mean, when you love the business, you want to see the business do well. Not only your company, but the entire business do well, because that's opportunity for the talent. You know, you could work for one company and things don't go well. You try again in another company and you might find yourself reevaluate yourself and then do what you've already dreamed of and the mistakes you've made and the dues you paid, and you become able to relate to the audience and become a world star. So the fact that AEW is growing and we're going to Australia now, coming here in February, I think this is a great opportunity for the company. I think it's a great opportunity for the younger talent, and I'm super proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, and I mean, AEW has some amazing talent from here in Australia as well as New Zealand.
Yeah, Buddy Murphy. I can't call him Buddy Matthews anymore. I think I did him earlier in the interview. It's funny, I just saw him when I left the airport. I think I scared the bejesus out of him. I came out and slapped him on the back, and he turned around and was like, "Oh!" You know, I think it was like a Snake Plissken thing, though, like Escape from New York. He thought I was dead, but I'm still alive, you know? Maybe, I don't know. being funny. That was an old school reference, Snake Plissken. A lot of younger viewers out there are going to have to Google who Snake Plissken is. So anyway, back in my day, Escape from New York, Snake Plissken.
That's a legendary movie.
Was the coolest dude around. I remember having an eye patch as a kid because I wanted to be Snake Plissken. Yes.
Well, look, this is actually takes me to something like, if you know anything about that movie, if you know anything about video games, there's a great video game that was actually based on that. And somebody told me to ask you a question. How is your Destiny game going?
My Destiny game right now is in the toilet.
Yeah?
It is. I used to run a hunter in Destiny. I put many, many hours, almost like a relationship, into Destiny. Had to grow up, step away from the video games for a while.
I mean, you don't have to.
Well, I got into the Destiny real heavy because I was having so many surgeries. I've had 2 hip replacements and 2 knee replacements done. So this was during my hip replacement era. So there was a lot of time where I had time for Destiny. And then I got back to working again. And I just had my other knee done, my last knee done at the beginning of this year. And we're working through all that. I've gotten into Baldur's Gate now. Oh. Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
That might be the worst thing that's
ever
happened.
What's the Paul White review on that?
Baldur's Gate 3 is ridiculously fun. Like, if you're, like, I'm a D&D fan. I know if you know me, and I won't name drop, but I'm in a pretty cool group of guys that play D&D that are all pretty successful. And one of them suggested to me at the last Gary Con, says, oh, have you played Baldur's Gate 3? And I'm like, what is Baldur's Gate 3? He said, oh, it's basically D&D on PlayStation. And I went, what? Like, dice rolling? He goes, yeah, so give it a shot. So I loaded it up. And I had to call him back and said, dude, why in the F did you ever tell me about this? Like, there's so many choices, and every choice has ramifications, and this is, I don't know what to do. But, yeah, so I'm so dedicated to the game right now. I bought a Steam Deck to play on my flight over, and I have an HDMI cord in my hotel room because when I'm done talking to your sorry ass, I'm going to go by and play Baldur's Gate 3. I'm just kidding. You're not sorry.
Fair call. Well, look, on the knee replacement and the surgeries that you've had, how's that coming along with healing? And are we hoping to see Paul White back in the ring?
God, I hope so, because Tony Khan paid me a shit ton of money to get in the ring, and so far I haven't done shit. So,
I mean, you did take that drop onto the car.
I did. Then right after that, I went and got my knee replaced. thanks, Will Hobbs. No,
he's a machine as well, isn't he?
Will Hobbs is amazing. Yeah. I have nothing but nice things to say about Will. One, he looks like an absolute monster. Mm. Two, he is one of the nicest, humble human beings. And I've met a lot of people in this business. Will Hobbs is top 3 most humble, nice people I've ever met. And when you talk to Will Hobbs and you give him advice from your perspective, because I tell talent all the time, you can take in information, process it. It may work for you, it may not. But listen to it. You give Will Hobbs advice on something, hey, man, in my opinion, this, this, and this, he'll go out and try it, and he'll change it, and he'll make a change immediately. Sometimes you tell talent things, and they're not looking for information, some talent. They're looking for a that-a-boy and a pat on the back. I don't do that-a-boys, I don't pat you on the back. Most everybody that knows me, when they come to me about business, I'm just as brutal and hard to them as Undertaker was to me when I started. Because I didn't get pats on the back from Undertaker. You know.
Imagine he would have been brutally.
No, honest. Taker used to tell me all the time, take 3 weeks off and quit the business.
Yeah.
Because I went out for an Nevada boy one time. I was like, hey, man, did you see anything I can improve on? Did you see anything? Their typical young guy bullshit. He goes, yeah, I know something you can do. You can take 3 weeks off and quit the business. And I was like, okay. Note to self, don't bother him with silly stuff like that. So it's important to give a talent an honest feedback. That doesn't mean you have to tear them down and point out everything they do wrong, because if you've been in this business long enough, you can expose stuff in your own work and everybody else's work after it's happened. It's giving them the situations to understand why something happens and to make a change to better their character. Yeah. So I always appreciate Will Hobbs, because Will Hobbs thinks about things and then comes to me with something. On a few occasions he's come to me and we've had good conversations, and I've seen him go out and make changes. And it's usually just little character stuff, because let's be honest, I don't know a wrist lock from a fucking headlock. I'm not a Brian Danielson or somebody like that that's going to really know John Moxley, believe it or not, who's an incredible technical wrestler. That's not my MO. That's not my gift to life. But knowing your character, I do understand knowing the character, and that I can help with.
But I imagine surely you'd be sharing a lot with the big guys that are coming up.
Sure. I think that's there's a lot of opportunity to work with a lot of big guys there. You know, Sottenham is our big guy there, and I love Sottenham. My biggest thing with Sottenham right now is I just want him to get a little meaner. You know, he's such a nice, humble, good kid, and, you know, great family, cares very much about his dad and his sister, and he's just a really good person. He comes from a really good family, and I'm trying to incorporate to him that being a giant, sometimes you have to learn to be nasty. You have to be mean. You have to lose empathy. You know, when people throw stuff at you, whether it's batteries or spit on you or throw a rock through the windshield of your car when you're leaving the arena because they hate yourself, they hate you so much, then you're doing your job as a giant. Because, I mean, the oldest story in the world is small guy versus big guy. Yeah. You know, how many times have you heard stupid say, I don't know, maybe in Australia you haven't. It's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog.
Oh, look at me, I'm a skinny dude. Yeah. I was getting pushed around by the big boys.
Sure, but I mean, you know, but you know what? I bet there's a point you don't back down either.
Oh, I could get into a story, I won't, but yeah.
Exactly, but you've learned
the day I snapped.
You've learned that tenacity, and that resonates.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's in pro wrestling, because think about human culture. Here's psychology. I'm going to give you a psychology 101. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This is probably going to put a lot of your listeners to sleep, but if they listen, they'll learn something. Wrestling is psychology. Think of all the things that human beings have had to go through to survive. War, famine, disease, all these things, nature, all these things that we've had to overcome, these insurmountable things, whether it's floods, storms, lava, all these things that we've had to overcome to be where we are today. So we understand that fighting from underneath. So in a wrestling match, if you're doing proper psychology, the beginning of the match, you have a face and you have a heel. Face is a good guy, heel is a bad guy. In a straight up one-on-one confrontation, the good guy can out-wrestle the bad guy. So the bad guy is very egotistical normally. So what does the bad guy do? The bad guy usually cheats to get an advantage. That's what you call your heat spot. Now, during the heat, the heel is talking to the crowd, telling you, look at me, I told you I was great, I was wonderful, I told you I could beat this guy's ass. But then there's a hope spot during the heat, and that's where the face at the bottom is fighting back. He's letting the crowd know he's still alive. And then there's a comeback. What's your comeback? It's your baby face finally got up to his feet with both hands, and it's on evil ground, and the heel is feeding a comeback because he lost control of the situation. Yeah. And that's why he's taking the clothesline, backdrop.
It's like the fuck off. This shit moment.
Yeah, it's all over now. I'm back up to my feet. You know, good son of a bitch, you kicked me when I'm down. I'm back on my feet. And then you have your finish. And your finish, your good guy goes over, your bad guy goes over. Either way, you've taken people. It's that simple and basic to tell a wrestling story. Everything else is showcase.
Yeah.
If you keep those three acts like a Shakespeare play, like a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all seen great movies. We've seen Infinity Wars, you know, and all. There's the build up to it, and Iron Man and everybody is, Thanos is kicking everybody's ass, and how are they going to do it? And they almost fail, and there's one chance in 100 million, and all that stuff happens. We identify with that. If you tell that story in one-on-one competition in wrestling, people don't know you're doing that, but they understand it. That's the part that takes them into it. That's why when you get involved with guys that are really good technical wrestlers, and there's a hold applied, and then there was a reversal, and then there's a counter, and then there's this whole change in series of events of two guys that are so evenly matched in their training. Now it comes down to heart. Who's not going to take a shortcut? Who's not going to give up? That stuff is compelling to the human spirit. And that's why wrestling is still popular this day. I mean, we all know that there's a predetermined outcome. I'm not embarrassed to say it. But there's actual sport and competition and training and dedication that goes into this to tell you the kind of story that sometimes, if we do our job right, for that millisecond, somewhere in there, we'll suspend belief. You'll say, yeah, I know, but that one time, that's all I need. If I get you for that one time, I've done my job. That's the magic.
And I feel like I owe you a check for that lesson.
A what? A check?
Yeah.
No, I was hoping you'd say like a Chick-fil-A sandwich or something. Like, I'll take
There's no Chick-fil-A in Australia.
Oh, my God. Well, I know what franchise I'm bringing to Australia. There's a money investment opportunity. Yeah. Paul White brings Chick-fil-A to Australia.
You'd make bank.
I think so, but I imagine I'm pretty sure that Australia does a real good job of not letting things into your country that might kill your patrons. So,
questionable.
Questionable.
We just got Taco Bell.
I will say this much, though. I had some fruit this morning with my breakfast in the hotel, and it's some of the best-tasting fruit I've had in years. And I'm embarrassed to say it, but I live in Florida, and the fruit was better here. So,
wow.
There you go.
I mentioned earlier that I grew up being a WCW kid.
Right.
Now, we just saw recently the retirement of Sting.
Yeah.
I would just like to take a moment to sort of ask, what does Sting mean to you in your career? Because, I mean, you guys, he was the legend when you turned up.
Yeah. Sting is Sting's one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get emotional and cry, but I love Steve Borden. He was so, immediately from day one, so unbelievably kind. And everybody was good to me in WCW, but there were a lot of old-timers there that all were shooting their own little angles.
I think we've all heard the stories.
Yeah, but that's the way wrestling was back then. That was just the business. These guys were out for themselves, and sure, they knew you had talent. Sure, they knew they were going to draw money with you, but, you know, they wanted to make sure they did a little bit better.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because it teaches you to fight for yourself, and it teaches you to protect your own brand. I never had to go through that with Sting. Sting was wide open. Just very open to any ideas I had. My favorite Sting story, and I've told this and he laughs, but when I walked away with the title at Halloween Havoc, my first match against Hulk Hogan.
Yep. Which was actually my first WCW pay-per-view I ever watched.
Well, there you go. We popped our cherries together in a weird way. So I wish I hadn't said that out loud now. Now it just got
especially
weird.
When you find out I was 14 at the time.
Yeah, well, I was 21, so it wasn't that much, 22. So Hogan told me to wear the title through the airport as a rib. And you guys have been around wrestling, you know what ribs are. He goes, hey, brother, I want you to wear that title through the airport and let everybody know that you took that title from Hulk Hogan. So I was like, okay, yeah, because, I mean, what do I know? I'm green. I'm proud to wear the championship. Why wouldn't I wear the world title everywhere I go? So I'm walking through the Detroit airport with a world championship around my waist, and all the old timers that are at the airport are all giving me the thumbs up. Hey, champ, hey, champ. And I'm so proud. I mean, I'm glowing, like, yeah, these guys all think I'm the champ. Like, this is great, you know. And I took the title off at the metal detector and put it on the belt, and it went through, and all the security people are congratulating me, and I'm strapping it back on, and This is blonde-haired Sting with a with the razor shades. He comes over to me after I went through security. He goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "What?" He goes, "Why are you wearing the title?" I said, "Well, Hulk told me to wear it through the airport, let everybody know that I'm the new champ." He goes, "Put it in your bag. You look like an idiot. He's ribbing you." And he walked off, and I was like, "Aw, he's making fun of me." And I had to take the title and put it in my bag. It was my first lesson. And, Hulk and Randy, Macho Man, they were both in on that one. They thought that was hysterical. But
There was actually one other legend I wanted to ask you about before we're getting given the wrap-up.
That's all right. We got all the time you want. Trust me. I move at my speed. I don't move at somebody else's. Go ahead.
Well, the other legend I wanted to ask you about was Captain Insano. We didn't see him for years. And then out of nowhere.
You know why you didn't see Captain Insano? There's this thing called intellectual property rights.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. We didn't see him for years. Then he shows up in a music video with the Acclaim.
Yes.
What I wanted to ask you was, have you seen or heard from him since? And are we going to see him again?
I have heard from him. I heard his fat ass had a knee surgery a few months ago, but I was hoping to be back real soon. And definitely I hope he's going to compete in February here in Brisbane. So, a lot of that was intellectual property. And Tony Khan actually, because I lost the Big Show. That's WWE intellectual property, which is tough when you build a brand for 20 years, but it's business. I understand it is what it is. But building yourself a new identity is like starting all over. People are always going to identify you as one thing. You're like, I'm not that guy anymore. I'm this other guy. Captain Insano was a pretty cool gift. Tony Khan worked it out, got the intellectual property rights for me. So we've been waiting to pull the trigger on that. And a lot of it, and I'll just be honest, a lot of it's been my fault. Having surgeries and stuff like that. So it's about me getting in the gym, training, getting ready where I feel comfortable, because it's basically a one-shot run. You know, I can't pull the trigger on this half-assed and go out and fail. When I pull the trigger on Captain Insano, it's got to be 100%. We run that to the wheels fall off, and then we ride off into the sunset like Pale Rider. I just want to make sure that when I bring that character out, whatever Tony asks me to do, I can do. Whether it's tags, singles, working twice a week, three times a week, whatever it is, I'm able to do it. So that's why I've been really haven't been doing a lot of things on AEW, because being the awesome boss that Tony Khan is, he's given me the time to get basically get my shit straight and get ready for it. I mean, believe me, there's an unbelievable amount of pressure on myself to get this done and get this in a way where the fans are appreciative of seeing me compete again, and not like that's sad, shoot him, put him out of his misery, like old Yella, take me out back and put me down. I don't want to get put down yet. I kind of want to go out like Sting did, have a nice little run, have some great matches, work with some of this amazing young talent we have in AEW, and then slide out, that goal accomplished, and then I'll move to New York and become a world famous playwright.
Well,
it's a joke because I can't spell. So,
well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you back here in February.
That's it. February.
For Grand Slam Australia.
Grand Slam Australia. And hopefully Captain Insano will have a match. And where else are you going to see a 400-pound guy in spandex?
Right here.
There you go. So let me correct that. A sexy, good-looking, bald 400-pound guy in spandex. Yeah. I mean, that's my opinion, but, you know.
A tradition of unforgettable moments arrives on an all-new stage next year.
The biggest night of the year, AEW Dynamite.
AEW Grand Slam comes to Brisbane, Australia. The next leg of AEW's Grand Slam goes down under.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
I'm the best in AEW.
Top guys, out.
All Elite Wrestling presents Grand Slam Australia from Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane, Australia. Saturday, February 15th, 2025.